I've heard it said that if all of us were to put all our personal troubles out in front of us and out in front of everybody else so that we could all see each other's troubles, if we were given the freedom, having looked around, to choose which pile of troubles to bear, that most of us would pick up our own. I'm not sure about that, but wouldn't it be something to be able to see what all of us here are carrying? So imagine each person here with something like a yoke on their shoulders, and on each end hanging down a kind of basket with their troubles loaded in. And imagine we could look inside each basket. What would we see? We'd see some are comparatively light. A few problems, a few worries, not easy to bear on some days perhaps, but mostly manageable. In other baskets, we would see something more like stacks of bricks. Terrible grief, staggering hardship, conflict, guilt, deep pain. If we could see all of that, some of us might fall to weeping. Where do all the burdens come from? Well, surely some of it we bring on ourselves. We make bad choices, and it's like putting heavy stones in our baskets. Or society at large could do some of it to us, the unfairness of our systems. Or some of it we might call bad luck, or an accident, an illness. Or someone we dearly love dies, and we find ourselves groaning under the weight of that grief. And of course, some of the load we carry is courtesy of somebody else. Someone who holds some sort of power over us, sort of backs a dump truck of their stuff up against our lives and dumps it all, says, "Here, carry this for the rest of your life." Parents can do that to their children. Sometimes children do it to their parents. A spouse can do it. Churches can do it. If our eyes could see what crushing weights some people have to carry, truly it would break our hearts. Truth is that very often we actually can see, if we really are looking, the weariness in their eyes, the stoop in their shoulders, the silence, their silence. These things can reveal to us, if we're paying attention, that somebody is really struggling. And the Apostle Paul said, "Bear each other's burdens," and so fulfill the law of Christ by bearing each other's burdens. Because that's what Christ did. You recall those other words from Scripture. Surely He has borne our grief and carried our sorrows. To follow Jesus means bearing sorrows and pain that are not our own, helping to carry it. Of course, we can take this too far, or we can take it the wrong way. So here's a warning. Some of us need to hear it. There are definite limits to carrying somebody else's problems. We can't fix what isn't ours to fix. There are choices other people have to make that none of us can make for them. And it's a sickness to always be piling other people's problems into our baskets. Which is what Paul apparently means when he adds just three verses later, everyone must bear their own load. Then that's something. Bear each other's burdens, he says. Then he turns right around and says, everyone has to carry their own. Well, which is it? One clue to what he's getting at is that he actually uses two different words for what has to be carried. When he's talking about bearing each other's burdens, the word he uses means a very heavy load. When he talks about what everybody must carry for himself or herself without help, the word means literally is a soldier's backpack. So what's in the backpack? I'm thinking that it's the work that each of us has to do that nobody can do for us. I'm thinking it's the changes that each of us has to make that no one can make for us. I'm thinking it's our personal faith that no one can have on our behalf. I'm thinking maybe, too, it's about our dying. Because nobody can do our dying for us. Paul says everyone must shoulder their own soldier's pack. And maybe he means things like that. But if you belong to Christ, your business is bigger than your own backpack. Because there are heavier burdens out there that no one should have to bear all by themselves. Sometimes it's a material burden. I'm talking about people in financial distress. What does it mean to bear the burdens of the poor? Obviously, it means sharing what we can in whatever ways we can. A nation ought to know that. Each one of us should know that. Very often the burden is not material at all, but emotional, spiritual. Helping with that kind of burden usually means most of all being present to them. It means listening to them. Which may feel like not being of any real help at all. Because grief remains on the shoulders of the grieving, no matter what we say. We can't take it away. So does it help when you can't fix it and all you can do is be there, not even knowing what to say? I can speak from my own experience. It makes a great deal of difference to be joined under your heavy burden. To know that someone's heart is breaking with yours. To feel their touch on your hand. To know that their silence beside you is bursting with love. If you've been there, you know it makes a difference. Isn't that really what prayer for each other means? It's not about the little words we say. It's about putting ourselves inside somebody's pain, feeling its weight on our own heart, and then offering it to the love of God. That can be costly praying because it is bearing pain into the darkness of the mystery of God. Part of its cost may come in asking as you pray, what more should I do to help carry it? Who knows what difference we can help to make? But we can. I love the story that Will Campbell told about the day he was baptized as a boy. He lived out in the country, and the baptism was to happen at a river. He was poor, and all his clothes were ragged, and he wanted nice clothes for his baptism. So he ordered some new clothes from the Sears and Roebuck catalog. But the clothes didn't come. And Will got mad. On the night before his baptism, he said to his brother, whose name was Joe, he said, "Joe, I hate Sears and Roebuck." Joe said, "I know, they've done you wrong. But Will, sin hating's a sin. And you can't be baptized hating. Let me hate them for you." So the very next day, Will, in ragged clothes, stepped into the river, a newborn child of God, with Joe standing on the bank, hating Sears and Roebuck, so his little brother didn't have to. Please believe that when you pray for others, when you speak to them, and give to them, and feel with them, it can lead to the powerful gift of unburdening. Now, someone may ask, how can I help with anybody else's burdens when my own is so heavy I can hardly bear it? Answer comes in two parts. First, each of us has to give somebody a chance to listen and to pray. Second, we actually have an inner need to do this for other people. Doc Hammarskjöld wrote this: "What makes loneliness an anguish is not that I have no one to bear my burden, but this: I have only my burden to bear." It's a curious thing, but a marvelous gift is awaiting us when we undertake the burdens of somebody else, because it changes our own. It's as if when we give our hands to the carrying of somebody else, our hands are free for Christ to take hold of and to carry us more. Maybe Christ gets a chance to make us stronger when we lift in part with Him to grant strength to those who need it. May you and I find it more and more to be so. The wonder of our own lives being somehow lightened by bearing another's burdens together. And so fulfill the life-giving law of Christ. Amen.